Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Now, fears are growing that counties won't be able to field senior teams in the GAA Championships due to the devastating funding crisis caused by coronavirus. It comes after the government decided to retain crowd restrictions at outdoor gatherings at just 200 people until September. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with more. It is the high point of the year, Barry, for many people up and down the country. You see your county competing for championship honours. There are now real concerns growing, though, for some counties.
Yeah, the races for Sam Maguire and Liam McCarthy define Irish summers. We hope they'll define this winter and next summer too. But some counties sending distress signals today that they won't be able to field senior teams this year or next year in 2021, with gate receipts almost evaporated due to COVID-19. Crowd restrictions, they had expected a cap of 200 to be lifted to 500 in the middle of July. Now it could be lifted in September at best. Offaly, its chairperson Michael Dignan, saying his receipts were gone. He raised concerns about his county's teams going back to training. Clare County Board, we've heard concerns there that they could go bust. Their chairperson calling for support today. Westmeath, its chairperson Billy Foley, telling the Irish Independent this morning that there'll be no Westmeath teams in 2021 the way things are going. He's also predicting just 10 teams in the race for Sam Maguire next year and 8 teams in the race for Liam McCarthy. And in Laois, one of the stories of the hurling summer last year. The footballers have a rich history too. Its chairperson, the county board chairperson, Peter O'Neill, is gravely concerned.
Look, it has very serious implications with us as a county, because our main stay would be our championship revenue from our club games. And that's what would have the financial resources to fund our inter-county teams, both from minor right up to senior in hurling and football. On the present basis, I mean, we would have taken approximately 400,000 per annum on our gates. At this rate, it looks as if we would probably be down about 80%, 85%.
So that's a huge hole going forward.
Well, it is, on top of during the COVID over the last number of months, we had no fundraisers or different things like that. They had all fallen, which is probably another 100,000. As regards the inter-county scene for GAA going forward, I think it has serious implications in the funding of the game, and we can't continue to fund these. It looks very highly unlikely that something will have to happen.
When you say that, are you talking that your inter-county teams may struggle to field towards the end of this year or perhaps in 2021. You do have, for instance, two teams who are quite relatively successful, the Hurlers and the Liam McCarthy, and the footballers in Division 2.
Yeah, well, the current situation would be critical. I mean, our accounts are well known. They're published annually. Our spend on inter-county teams could be upwards towards $500,000. A lot of that is actually committed through the GPA, through players' mileage, different things like that. And I mean, the money has to come from somewhere, and it's not coming at the moment. So, you know, a serious look would have to be taken at how we're going forward.
So what are you saying then? Are other teams in jeopardy, or are other parts of GAA in
think
trouble?
All counties in that I'm aware of, except from probably the top 4 or 5, would be in serious jeopardy, and they would all be looking at deficits of up to 400,000.
Your counterpart in Westmeath expressed the opinion, Billy Foley, that the race for Sam Maguire could be down to 10 teams next year, and the race for Liam McCarthy down to just 8 counties, that some teams will simply not be able to compete or field. Is that a fear that you would express as well?
It would, yes. I would agree with Billy. I would agree with him on it. It is a strong fear at the moment, because it doesn't seem to be that there's anything to change the view, that view. There doesn't seem to be any golden nugget that's going to come, I mean, from anywhere, and I don't expect it, to be quite honest with you. There's no one going to pull a magic rabbit out of a hat and say, here's $500,000 to every county in Ireland. We're the ones now that are taking the brunt of this.
That's Peter O'Neill in Laois. Bigger counties have bigger black holes in their finances, but overall the GAA says it would have a €60 million black hole if the championships don't go ahead as planned. But although the FAI, the GAA and the IRFU are expected to share €40 million in state aid between them under a new funding package.
What about the science? What does it say here? What's the reaction to the government's decision to continue with the 200 cap in attendance?
Well, Kingston Mills, he's a professor of experimental immunology. He believes stadiums could get back to half capacity if coronavirus numbers are low later in the autumn. But in the short term, he feels the 200 cap is too conservative.
I think is it a little conservative? I mean, it's a shame that this seems to have got lumped in with the reopening of the pubs. I see the activity in outdoor events as being much less risky in terms of transmission of the virus than indoor activities. I'm disappointed that the sporting thing has been effectively stopping all spectators in sport. I think, you know, 500 would not be, in a large stadium, would not be a risky situation, especially if, you know, proper social distancing measures were put in place and people wore masks, spectators going to the matches wore masks. So I think that would be doable. And even with those small numbers, it would be much less risky than a pub.
And the spectre of 500 in whatever Semple Stadium has been mentioned in Thurles, or even a smaller venue such as maybe Parnell Park in Dublin, for instance, that's relatively low risk in your opinion, even though we are seeing a spike in cases or a surge in cases once again.
Yeah, we are, and it's very worrying that we're seeing a surge in cases. Some of those cases are associated with specific locations, and it is no doubt that as more people come together, there will be potential for transmission of the virus. So I'm not trivialising this in any way, but I think, you know, if you look at it sensibly, outdoor activity is it's much less risky because simply there's less possibility that you'll transmit the virus. And in a big stadium like Semple Stadium, Croke Park, the Aviva, even the RDS, you're not going to be, if you have 500 people, it's very easy to spread those out. And even, you know, putting in place measures for making sure that they all don't arrive at the stadium at the same time, it is, I'm sure, possible to get at least 500 into a stadium without much risk.
And that seems to be the rationale for the decision here from the Acting Chief Medical Officer and the Health Minister, the fear that people will congregate before and after the match or will travel together. But you really believe that can be avoided?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the issues, I mean, I'm a rugby goer and, you know, I know that a lot of people go to the pubs before rugby matches. But if the pubs are closed, they won't have the opportunity to go to the pubs before the matches. And I think if people knew that there was an opportunity of going to a live sport, whether it be GA or rugby or whatever, they would comply with whatever regulations that they were asked to comply with. And that meant coming straight to the match, not going to the pub, you know, using whatever means of getting to those venues safely and trying to avoid public transport. And if they do use public transport, to wear masks, you know, people would buy into that because everybody's desperate for some live sport again and spectator sport.
And that's Professor Kingston Mills there. Politically, Barry, what may happen next to perhaps save some intercounty teams?
Well, former GAA President and Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly believes the GAA must be more forceful to get the 200 cap lifted.
I think they have to make their case forcibly, probably maybe with other organisations as well, such as the FAI, that what is required now is not a one-size-fits-all rule. While we understand perfectly well that we have to limit COVID, what is required now is practicality. And I can't see how in a stadium, the likes of Stirling Stadium, Park Cliquigh, Park and Gael, Limerick, they can take 45,000 people, that you couldn't say in all practicality that there's any risk, extra risk involved in allowing 1,000 or 2,000 people in there. And I think it would be easy enough to control it. Also, I think it's incumbent on NPHET, the HSE, to demonstrate the risk that is actually there in major grounds like that. Because if the demonstration of risk is shown to people, they'll accept it. But from the point of view of the ordinary supporter, the ordinary person, saying that you have a risk in a major grounds, the same as you'd have in a closed area, more or less doesn't really make sense.
The argument from the government this morning and yesterday as well was that they were afraid of people travelling together to games or congregating before and afterwards.
At this stage, we also have to expect people to have common sense and to be responsible. And I would imagine that the vast majority of those going to matches understand the risks involving COVID now. We should possibly give them an opportunity to demonstrate that for a few weeks.
And some county boards expressing concern that they may not be able to field inter-county teams towards the end of the year or next year if they don't receive gate revenue pretty sharpish. Is that really a realistic prospect that some counties won't be able to field a team due to finance?
Well, I mean, they're definitely going to be struggling for finance, but I would say that the GAA are very committed, and if there was a difficulty in fielding the team because of finance, I think many people who would be supportive of the team would, on a once-off basis, come to the rescue. But at the same time, that's not going to last forever, and if you can make some revenue by allowing people into the grounds without creating any major risk, that's obviously the preferred option.
And that's the former GAA president and Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly ending Barry Lenehan's report. Still to come.